For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest this week on Cultural Baggage will be Cliff Thornton, the director of efficacy-online.org.
You and I and Roger Goodman from the King County Bar Association have discussed the possibility of having a summit, if you will, about the horrible conditions of the drug war here in Houston. Would you like to talk on that for a moment?
Well, I think it is imperative that we have a summit to discuss these problems, because when you start to look at what's happening throughout the United States, slowly but surely, the whole country is waking up to the drug war and the horrors associated with it. So what we're doing by having this summit is to explore these things that have happened during the drug war, to get a thorough understanding of what the drug war has caused, and secondly, what we have to do after the drug war is over.
And yes, after the drug war is over, there is that financial dilemma you spoke of with the crack cocaine trade and the, I suppose, the heroin and even marijuana trades that would, in effect, bankrupt many cities.
That is correct, and we have to look at that thoroughly, because this is going to affect millions of people and thousands of businesses. Because when you look at what happened with in New York about 6 years ago, where they effectively stopped the drug trade, that block or those two blocks are still boarded up, because it effectively took away the drug trade and therefore the finances of the businesses.
The list goes on and on, does it not? The ramifications.
The ramifications are unbelievably astounding. The thing that I think we should really look at and understand what this is all about is that without the race and the class issue, the drug war would fail. The race and the class issue are the stickum, the glue that holds everything together. Of course, money is the driver behind it, but without the race issue, we would not be having this conversation, because that's the vehicle used now instead of slavery, instead of segregation, to hold this drug war together.
How many black men are behind prison bars now?
Well, at present, in our jails and prison, there are over 1 million black men, not to count the 100,000 or so black women that are in jail for drug-related charges.
Our friend Eric Sterling says the drug war is nothing more than the best means of maintaining white supremacy. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.